Would you join me in prayer? O Lord our God, how good it is to see the Christ candle lit once more, to know that joy has come into this world, and to know that we are not alone in it. We pray, Lord, as we reflect on this mysterious event, God made flesh, the kingdom of God breaking into the world through the birth of a tiny baby boy. We pray that you would speak to our hearts and to our minds and to our souls, into the deepest places of us, so that we might know your peace and your hope and your joy and your love in this season and in the days that follow. Bless us in this time of reflection, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the most famous Christmas hymns that we sing on occasion, we haven't sung it tonight, one of the most famous Christmas hymns is very old in its text. The text, the lyrics for this hymn, dates back at least to the 9th century. Think about that for a moment. The 9th century. That's more than 1,000 years ago. The hymn is, O Come, Emmanuel. You probably remember it. If not, you'll have a chance to hear the tune in just a second. O Come, Emmanuel is a hymn that speaks of the dual purpose of the Advent season. Remembering the birth of Jesus so many years ago, and remembering into the future his return at the end of the age. This hymn, this Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, has actually 7 stanzas to it, but I don't think any of our hymnals here, or any hymnal that I've ever seen, has all 7. We usually get tired of singing a song after, 3 or 4 verses. So it's been reduced a bit. But on the back of your order of worship tonight, you'll find all 7 stanzas. And I'd like to lead us in a reflection on this hymn because it speaks so clearly as to what this night is all about. The text, as you'll notice on the left-hand side of the paper, is in Latin. And that's not a surprise because in the 9th century, that's what you spoke. There was not English in the 9th century, and the translation that you see on the right-hand side of the page came about many, many years later. This hymn was reduced from a larger piece of poetry, a series of antiphons, pieces of poetry that would be used in worship services to instruct the people as to what we believe and to give praise and honor to God for who he is and what he has done. These antiphons were much longer than what you'll see here on the page, but they were reduced to this form so that they could be sung, and so that people could remember them and it could be put to music. The tune that we know, O Come Emmanuel, is much later than the lyrics. It was developed many hundreds of years after these lyrics came about. But listen to these words and read the translations in English. As we reflect on Emmanuel coming into the world, the baby boy born in Bethlehem, whom we celebrate this evening, and the one who will come at the end of the age, the second coming of Christ, the final victory when all things will be made right, which we also celebrate this evening.
Veni, o sapientia, quae hic disponsis omnia. Veni, viam prudentiae, ut doceas et gloriae.
Luke 2 contains these words. The child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, with the grace of God which was upon him. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers, and Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature, in favor with God and men. the one whom we celebrate this evening, is the wisdom from on high, who orders all things far and nigh.
Veni, veni, o Adonai, qui populo in Sinai, legem dedisti vertice, in maestate gloriae.
In Matthew 5, Jesus says these words, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." The one whom we celebrate this evening is the Lord of Might, who to the tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times gave the law, in cloud, in majesty and awe.
Veni, olesse virgula, ex hostis tuos ungula, despectu tuos tartari, educ et antrobaratri.
In John's Gospel, Jesus says these words to Martha, the sister of Lazarus, who has died. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." The one whom we celebrate this evening, the rod of Jesse's stem, delivers us from all foes and gives us victory even over the grave.
Veni clavis Davidica, regna reclude celica, fac iter tutum superum, et claude vias inferum.
In John 14, Jesus says these words to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." The one whom we celebrate this evening is the key of David, the one who holds the keys to the kingdom of God, the one who has gone to prepare a place for us. Oh, to be in that place where we have no more cause to sigh.
Veni, veni, o Oriens, solare nos adveniens, noctis depelle nebulas, dirasque motis tenebras.
at the birth of his son John the Baptist, Zechariah, the man who had formerly been mute during his wife's pregnancy because he did not believe that she would have a son, Zechariah said these words, "And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." The one whom we celebrate this evening is the day spring, the source of light from on high, who cheers us by drawing near to us, dispersing those gloomy clouds of night and putting to flight death's dark shadows.
Veni, veni, rex gentium, veni, redemptor omnium, ut salvas tuos famulos, peccati sibi conscios.
The Apostle Paul, in the letter to the Romans, wrote these words, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. Let us, therefore, make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification." The one whom we celebrate this evening, the desire of nations, what all peoples yearn for, is the one who brings peace, heaven's peace, to calm every earthly strife, every quarrel within a family. He comes to fill the whole world with his peace.
Veni, veni, Emmanuel, captivum salve Israel, qui gemit in exilio, privatus Dei filio.
In the letter to the Hebrews, we read these words, "Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him." The one whom we celebrate this evening is Emmanuel, God with us, and he comes to ransom captive Israel. Those who have been trapped in sin, he comes to ransom. Even though we mourn in lowly exile here, he will appear again and take us to himself. As you glance down the page at these seven stanzas in Latin, you may notice that there are seven initial letters that are in boldface and underlined. The S of Sapientia, the A of Adonai, the R of Raditz, which is the actual word from the original antiphon, but in the musical version they changed it to rhyme with ungula, virgula. Well, what do you do? The R of Raditz. The C of Clavis, the O of Oriens, the R of Rex, and the E of Emmanuel. Those seven letters, read backwards from bottom to top, if you make words out of those, E-R-O-C-R-A-S, they form two words in Latin, ero cras, which loosely translate into English, "I will be there tomorrow." This hymn, this Christmas hymn, is a declaration of faith in the one who will be here tomorrow. We read this and study it and meditate on it and sing it on Christmas Eve because he will be here tomorrow. And we sing it as a hymn of the Advent season because in the day of the Lord he will be here tomorrow when he returns. This great hymn of the faith reminds us that the one who was born in Bethlehem will soon return in his glory.
Gaude, Gaude, Emmanuel, nascetur pro te Israel.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Amen.